Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, some top AEW stars' contracts expire soon and they are considering their future.
All the latest on the William Regal situation, it's all up in the air.
The Roman Reigns backstage heat thing continues.
And a WWE fan favourite is set for a monster push. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's talk about FTR, man. Dax has been speaking to Fightful. And he is currently working under the belief that his contract with AEW, you'd presume cash as well, but he doesn't explicitly say that.
Yeah, they're basically joined at the hip, aren't they?
Yeah, believes his contract is due to expire in April 2023. Now, Dax had previously thought that his deal expired last year, per this report, but now he's working thinking April. Now, the subject of their future, they've spoken about it quite openly by the sounds of things, and they're weighing up their options. So, among these options is potentially taking a year out of working for big companies and just doing stuff that's fun for them.
Love that.
Just pissing about all over the place. That sounds like a good time.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah, do more indie shows with Brett as your manager, wrestle yeah. The Rock and Roll Express again. Why the hell not? And Harwood noted that working a bunch of like indie shows and for different companies recently has kind of like built their appreciation for doing that scene and doing that kind of stuff. So there you go. That's the story, basically. They've obviously been in AEW since May 2020. That was about a month after they left WWE, there or thereabouts. They're the current IWGP Ring of Honor and AAA champions. They were AEW champions in 2020. Maybe they'll get that shot again sometime soon. We'll find out. Dax wrestles Bryan Danielson tonight. That should be good. That should be really good. And yeah, there we are. FTR, always been very complimentary. Recently, in particular, I think they had another little conversation with Fightful that came out earlier this week where Dax was like, I've got no hard feelings with Triple H or any of those dudes. So, yeah, this is why the modern wrestling landscape is a lot better than it was a few years ago, because people have options now. And now that Dax and Cash are maybe looking at those options, they can go, hey, get a good deal here, get a good deal there. We can do what we want over there. We can do these smaller shows. We can do these bigger shows. We can do anything we want. It's good.
I think the thing I like the most about this, Andy, is the nuanced and respected debate about this online, where everyone's been very nice to each other and definitely not just started
hurling
crap on Twitter. Look, I can see anything happening here. I can see them sticking around in AEW. Maybe they want a longer run with the World Tag Team titles. Like you say, they've got all those other belts that they can defend elsewhere, which also works with AEW because they can just go wherever and do whatever they want, basically. I could see them return to WWE. I did see people, yes, showing the back shaving segment, for example, going, why would they go back there? Well, it's not the same place. And fingers crossed, tag team wrestling, you know, the Usos have been oosy. So I would like to see FTR back in there. And I still think that they've got unfinished realness in the Fed, for example. But like you say, I could also see them. I love that. The fact that it's actually possible now for them to be like, you know what? I'm going to have a year off. They could either just do nothing, or they could work all the indie shows and wait for a possible WCPW reunion show.
Of course, of course.
I mean, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but
yeah, you never know. Yeah, it's good. Having options is good. People having the freedom to move around is good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
Be nice. Be nice,
be nice
in the comments.
Yeah, don't suck.
Exactly. right. I thought I'd put this to bed, but it's woken up again in the night and pissed itself, this story, because
never have babies.
We reported William Regal. Oh, his contract might be running out soon, and he could be going back to WWE, which would make sense because Triple H is there, history, etc. And then Dave was like, oh, actually, no. From the way he was talking when he first got his contract, sounds like actually it might be 3 years. Ignore this story. It'll be back in 2025 or something, right? And then, or three, I can't remember. But regardless, no, it was five because he's only, yeah. But now, Wrestling Observer Radio, Meltzer has said, quote, something's going on. Thanks, Dave. Brilliant. He did say,
there are some extra details.
Yeah, he did say something basically is in play. There may be terms that give him an early out. He may be one of the people at the end of the day, Andy, that Tony Khan's like, you know what? I like you, and if you want to leave, then I respect you, and I'll let you do what you want. But, yeah, it's all up in the air, and I don't know where William Regal's going to be at the start of 2023.
So the big point here
he's
is
probably going to still be in AEW in 2023.
Well, the big point here is that there's clearly something going on with regards to the guy's future, and there may be a way that gets him out of his contract in AEW, which is now seemingly... we know for 3 years.
Which is good, because my birds were telling me his plan was to go backstage and punch Sammy Guevara.
So yeah, a foolproof plan, it works every single time.
Not true, obviously.
We weighed this up a little bit yesterday. WWE plan would return would certainly be something that you'd imagine Regal would be into. He's there for 20 years, good mates for Triple H, all that. I mean, I don't really have much more to add to yesterday. No outcome would surprise me.
Exactly.
Apart from William Regal punching Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, yeah, that's not true, obviously. Yeah. My birds actually told me that in terms of tempting William Regal back, they've offered him the chance to be the guy to dethrone Roman Reigns.
No, there you go. There you go.
Speaking of Roman Reigns.
Speaking of which, yeah, we got some more segue on the backstage heat. And yeah, this is the exact same as that report you just spoke about there. It's Dave, it's Wrestling Observer Radio. He's been informed different things by different sources.
Brilliant.
Which is how the game
that
works.
It makes sense.
It's how reporting works.
When you have that amount of sources, I sense that they're not all going to be singing from the same hymn sheet.
There you go. We're singing constantly. There's always a perception when something comes around the other way. Oh, he's lying. It's like, no, reporters don't just make stuff up. Yeah. Like, they could get sued for that stuff, man. Come on.
I make stuff up.
Don't be silly. Yeah, I make stuff up too.
And I'm a professional wrestling journalist, just like Andy Murray, as we say every day.
You need to see.
I've got to stop this.
I'm putting you off a bridge later, man. Right, so this conflicting stuff coming from sources. To recap, a bit of a thing going on. There was a slap. The spot didn't go as originally planned. Roman thought he'd ruptured his eardrum. He was getting sweary backstage, according to Fightful Select, in that report. But then Dave reported shortly afterwards that 20 minutes later, it was fine. They talked over. It was good. It was fine. It was good.
Yeah.
But more stories have come through since then. On Wrestling Observer Radio, some people have claimed, some sources have claimed, that the situation was blown out of proportion, which would be in line with yesterday and all of that stuff. Some, however, have indicated that Roman isn't quite over it yet. Now, we do know that Roman missed the post-Survivor Series press conference where he dodged all manner of hard-hitting and insightful questions, I'm very sure. There's no word on why that was, and there's no word on whether or not he has actually suffered a ruptured eardrum. Mm. So, analysis is just the same as it was yesterday, I guess.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where... you know, I love Kevin Owens, and I think the match would be absolutely sensational at the Royal Rumble, but it's not a bad replacement from what I've read, that they could go, you know what, Roman's really not feeling working with Kevin off the back of this, you know, as is. It's a tiny bit, like the Undertaker streak now. He can kind of pick and choose who he wants to face and who's going to eventually be the one to dethrone him, one would assume. But yeah, not a bad replacement to be like, ugh, no Kevin Owens. Let's just have the guy who's had one of the years of his career in Sheamus take his place instead. I'd be absolutely fine with that as well. I think the Kevin Owens story is obviously more intriguing because you've got the whole Sammy thing, and I'd have Sammy, obviously, as report seems to suggest, be the one who faces him at the Chamber, and then Kevin Owens and Sammy saying, oh, big reunion, I'll take the tag titles off the Usos. But yeah, look, it's one of those, isn't it? Look, I don't think Kevin Owens sat there and went, I'm going to burst that mother's eardrum.
Yeah.
But if Roman Reigns is pissed off and doesn't want to work with him, Roman Reigns is the number one guy in the company.
He can do what he wants.
Yeah.
He can do what he wants. Yeah. He like wrestles like 7 times a year or something.
Yeah.
He can pick and choose, baby. I will say that my favourite version of this is and I'm not saying this is true, I don't think it is, but I'd love if this was just a leak to build heat for like a Royal Rumble match. That'd be fun.
That'd be
fun, wouldn't it? Like the whole thing was just manufactured.
Yeah.
By someone in WWE going, hey, tell Dave this. That'd be good.
I want Roman Reigns to be walking to. I'm never going to wrestle you, Kevin. walks out the back entrance and you get a full Stone Cold getting hit by a car, except it's Kevin Owens in a golf cart this time.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
It's karma.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's move on to our final story of the day and a huge push! Push, please!
What was that?
It's a combo of your favourite words and...
Bad Gable, more like...
Oy.
And me.
It's Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley is set for a monster push. She's going to be doing big matches, big things at WrestleMania. Once again, this is according to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio. Not really a great surprise, this, to be perfectly honest.
Bianca Belair.
I think the moment that we saw Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley have that flashback stage on the road to War Games, we went, yep, that's a WrestleMania match. Yep. Absolutely. And I think they could put on an absolute banger. They obviously had a great interaction, I remember, at that Royal Rumble. Bianca Belair is... people really don't realise how much when people say, bloody Bianca Belair's new John Cena, and I go, yeah,
that's
the nicest thing you can say about her. Yeah,
it's a compliment.
She's
that's
absolutely
not an insult.
Phenomenal. She's a freak in terms of feats of strength. And then Rhea Ripley is just doing great guns. The moment she's gone... at the moment she went mammy and joined the Judgment Day, she has been the talk of Twitter, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is another one. There's about five right now. We were talking about this yesterday, me and the Dudley Boys. About five matches or, you know, storylines going on at the moment. Very rare this at the time of Survivor Series when you're looking ahead to the WrestleMania. Normally, Vince sort of goes, oh, bloody hell, it's March. I better book some Mania stuff. There's about five things that you go, yeah, that's perfect for WrestleMania. You're going to have to try really hard to screw that up.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. Yes, please.
Yeah, do it.
That could main event one of the nights of WrestleMania for me.
For sure. Absolutely. The Bianca John Cena thing. People, like, it's always a small but loud sect who are like, ah, she's getting pushed too much. It's like, no, this is how you make stars, man. Give them strong pushes and they win a lot. It's how it works. It's why Vince couldn't do it for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Because he never did it properly. It's great. I think Bianca rules. I think it should be the franchise player of that company. You know, Roman Reigns is a bigger star or whatever, but he's, you know, protective of his aura, not necessarily there every week. Bianca's the perfect person for that role. She's babyface as well, which helps. And Rhea is tremendous. Makes the most of every single second of screen time. Book
it. Yeah, a bit of a pitch for you to build to it. Who can throw Dominic Mysterio the furthest?
Use him as a
javelin.
What's the thing where you swing it round? Is it just called a hammer?
What? Yeah.
Or a shot put.
I like him as a javelin.
Roll him up in a little roll him up in a Pokemon ball and try and catch a Charizard.
Have you been playing the new one? Pokemon Cyan or whatever it is?
No, it's Pokemon Magenta.
I
have. I've caught several Pikachus, Gigglymons, and Sleep Guys.
Yeah. Sorry, just listening. It's Scott Telford. His head's just exploded.
The garlic one. What's the garlic one called? You know, it's got a garlic on its back.
Has it?
Yeah, what's it called?
I don't know.
Greener. Earnestly, I like Snorlax. He's my vibe.
I get it.
Big sleepy guy.
Yeah. If you want to know more about what we're talking about here,
Digimon.
What Culture Gaming? They know it more than us. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. First question today comes from not just another sexy bald guy, who writes, at Adam Wilborn, I mustache you a question. Last day today.
You only got one day left.
It's going to be, do you want to touch it?
Absolutely not.
Touch it. He's going to touch it. He's going to do it. He's not going to do it. With Ronda falling a bit flat at Survivor Series and Bayley needing to become a babyface, what about Ronda takes over Damage Control and faces Bayley at the Royal Rumble with Shayna? It could also build to the Four Horsewomen match.
Oh, remember the Four Horsewomen match? I don't necessarily think that Bayley ceding control of Damage Control to Ronda needs to be part of that, but I think it'd be a good match. I think it'd be a good mesh. Ronda's not really been cooking lately on WWE programming. Bayley's a really great wrestler, a really great personality, and I think it would be a good combination.
Yeah, I think she just needs a statement match, doesn't she, Ronda? Like, I enjoy watching her break people's arms, if I'm perfectly honest, on Friday nights. But let's be honest, the last few matches she's had on premium live event have not lived. Basically, since she faced Charlotte, it's all been a bit oof. Yeah, Bayley. She can drag a great match out of anyone. She's ready to become a babyface again, in my opinion. I don't think you necessarily need to muddy the waters with the whole Damage Control thing, because I think the idea of Ronda with another killer like Shayna Baszler in the corner is enough.
Yeah.
Just don't book the match the way that they did at War Games. Yeah. Just have them kill everyone on the road to WrestleMania and then be like, bloody hell, who could stop this person? Oh, it's Becky Lynch.
Yeah. And I think with Damage Control is that literally, at least two of them are much better as baby faces. Anyway,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Sean Acklin gives us our second question.
They're good as heels.
Yeah, better. It could be better, absolutely. Sean Acklin gives us our second question of the day. Sean writes, it's for the best the 24/7 championship went in the bin. Yeah, after that start, you couldn't really live up to it, could it? Who was the first champion again? I personally love so many belts in wrestling, as long as they make sense. Is there another belt somewhere that you guys think we need to get rid of?
Get in the bin. Wow. Yeah, I mean, there have been belts, new belts that have come up in recent years where I've immediately gone, hey, why do we need this? And some of them have kind of found their place and their identity, and some of them have not. Like, for example, like the All-Atlantic Championship, when they announced that, I was like, what the hell? Why do we need another men's singles title? But I
also,
do...
those flags don't fit on the... You know what Atlantic means.
Who cares? it's like, if Takeshita ever wins that, people are going to...
Oh, I don't care.
Because it's a different ocean. They're going to be like, oh my God, it's not the other... Shit, who cares?
Put a title,
who cares about stuff like
put
that?
Put a title on Takeshita. I love that guy.
But I think that belt's found its role. It's just like a regular source of fun mid-card matches, and I'm kind of here for it now. Does WWE need two different sets of women's tag team titles? I don't think the main roster division's deep enough. NXT, that division seems to revolve around tag teams who are best friends for 4 weeks and then split up and have a blood feud, and you're supposed to receive it like it's the Rockers, which is absurd. I think maybe we could have a belt that goes between all three of those brands, and maybe that would be a bit more of it.
I think that's the right call. I thought that's what they're going to do initially when they're having that tournament. It was like, we're going to reveal a big prize, and you're like, cool, is it challenging the main roster women's tag team champions? No, we're inventing more. What, you've got like six women in this division, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
The thing that popped into my head when I read this question from Sean, the Ring of Honor TV title. Can't really have a TV title if you haven't got a TV show. Plus, you've got the TNT Championship. It's all a bit... and it all should be on Wardlow. So, it's just pissed me off. That's
I think he should have all men's singles titles in AEW. And maybe the tag titles on his own as well. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
What a beast of a man. What a beast.
He's
a fine piece.
I think he's all right. But
Wardlow.
Okay, final question today.
I'm an idiot.
Comes from Aaron. Aaron, where
two
are you?
In a row.
Yeah.
Sean and Aaron.
Each world champion had an apparent heir to their title reign from the get-go, writes Aaron. Who do you think is the obvious heir apparent to MJF, if you believe there is one at all, and could this be a get-the-table discussion in the future? Well, first of all, anything can be a get-the-table discussion.
Yeah. I don't think this is an obvious candidate right there.
Not right now, no.
No, I think... But the beauty of this is I think that MJF should hold... He should be AEW champion in late 2013 when his... contract is winding down. 2023.
Unless you can time travel, that would be impressive.
Ahead of the bidding war of 2024, which I mean, he signed an extension.
Spoilers,
100%. But like that should be the drama. He's the champion. He's going to leave. That should be the story. It's also, people aren't going to like this. It's a nice way to take a little dig at another guy who may or may not be on the roster anymore, which I think is always fun. I'm not anti CM Punk. I just think that stuff is fun. Mm. I've loved CM Punk's run. I think he's one of the best wrestlers of the year, and I hope to see him wrestling.
Yeah.
Just to clarify that. I don't know if there's an obvious candidate. What I would do is, if I have the pencil, I would spend that year or so building someone up, believably, in the background. Maybe it's Ricky Starks. Maybe you start with Winter Is Coming, he puts in a valiant defeat, and he spends his next year climbing back to the top.
I'd love to see some training montages with Ricky Starks.
Well,
oh, my God.
And he looks amazing, and he comes back and he wins it, and it's a big moment, blah, 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 blah. In the middle of that, I always go to this, I'm going to go to it again. In the middle of that, Eddie Kingston should win the belt, hold it for 1 week, and then lose it in horrible fashion.
Heartbreaking fashion.
Because he is a heartbreaking, that's his story, it's heartbreak. But if he won the belt, especially in New York, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God, the pop.
Three options. Well, first of all, actually, before I get to my three options, MJF should never lose the belt. He's the best world champion of all time, and he should remain so forever. And he should take it to WWE and defend it over there. But three options for you. Number one, Daddy Magic.
All right. Okay.
Number two, just to cause a little bit of chaos in the comments. Person, I'm not saying it's going to happen in 2023, but I'm saying it should be the person potentially to take the title off him. Cody Rhodes.
Wow, this gets better and better.
Well, number three, and this is what my birds are telling me could well be the case, Tony Khan. He's been...
Tony Russo.
Have you not noticed him? He's been looking a bit...
He's been working out. Has he? I don't... Yeah. What do you now call him? Big Bicep Tony. He does have some pretty big biceps.
What he should do is he should come out, get his ass kicked and be like, oh, crawl into the corner, and they're like, oh, what's he gonna do, he's completely wasted, and then he like goes crawls to his corner, reaches under the ring, drinks a White Claw and fires back up, baby, let's go,
downs a Whopper in one. Oh my God, it's like Popeye's spinach.
Yeah. I think Michael Sidgwick's head, for the second time I said this on the news, his head would explode if Tony Khan won it off MJF. He'd be like, well, that's that then.
You've gone for the chaos options.
Chaos. Didn't think about them. Good suggestion.
No, Ishii. There we go. Big Tom. Big Tom. MJF hits a heat seeker. Big Tom pops up at one. No sells it. Just does that scowl he does. Oy.
Let's be honest, though.
I love Tom so much.
If we're going to be serious, the person who's probably going to take the title off him is Chris Jericho. Because he just keeps coming back. And you're like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, put the title back on him. Right, let's move on.
Wardlow might be good, actually.
He's had his time with MJF.
Yeah. Like a year from now, man. Yeah, that'd be
hot. I like that as a long-term
And like
build.
The thing about Wardlow is this video is going on a bit, but like people all go on about how he's been cooled off and all this. He's not been cooled off is not the phrase. That guy still gets booming reactions.
Yeah.
He is still hooting over, to borrow a phrase from my homeland. Hooting means like beast, like a lot, like majorly. He's way over. He just hasn't been booked all that great.
Yeah.
That's the fair comment. You could do it, man.
Yeah, he's over. He's not been booked well enough. I agree. And then again, the person who could take it off MJF could be fellow Brit Anthony Ogogo.
Oh, knock him out. There you go, like he did to the chap, Malik, that he kicked the ass off recently in progress. Shout-outs to the governor, man.
Yeah.
Why is he not on TV? What's going on?
I'm pissed off with that.
What's going on? You've got the factory there, like... And, like, I like the factory, right? They're good as, like, the... Because QT is so good at being
a
goober.
Camarotto. I like his
Camarotto. I love all that stuff. Like, it's good to have that kind of, like... I like the concept of the factory. But they're there all the time, and the go-go's never there. And he's the one with the most potential. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Sort it out, Tone.
But from one great Englishman to another, the crossover has happened. My two favourite sports... wrestling and football. Kyle Walker tweeting, it's time to play the game! And we're showing this image from last night's game. Congratulations to England, and congratulations to our American viewers as well. They advanced to the round of 16 to face the Netherlands.
They've never played each other, apparently.
It's a big game. You know, it is USA versus Netherlands, I think.
Was that press conference he did with 20? He was like, Arsenal? Emirates? He was like, putting
it's
on
the
this
best.
Accent.
It's so good.
What, that, brother, that does not make you more understandable. Joey Barton did that in France.
Yeah, he did in French,
well.
Yeah. Play the pest that kills Balmont and no one talks about it. Joey, what's going on, mate? Sorry, we've gone into football stuff here. Yes, Kyle Walker, Triple
That's
H.
Good.
It's good stuff. Go and show them what the wrestling community's like online. And
well, I mean, the England fans reacted so civilly when you got knocked out in the final last time.
Yeah, so like Marcus Rashford now, do you?
Yeah. Bunch of
legend.
Bunch of terrible football teams.
Yeah.
That's what England is. Yeah.
I love England, but our fans can be awful.
And look at who you played so far in the World Cup, man. Iran, you heinously knocked out the goalkeeper in the first game. They knocked him out.
With his own player.
England did that.
With his own player, yeah.
Gareth Southgate force magicked his own player into him, knocked him out. That's why you won that game.
Yeah.
Wales, you can't play sea creatures at football. It doesn't work. So, well, you've played no one so far, mate.
Yeah.
You drew with the only team you've played so far, the USMNT, my guys.
Yes, Christian Pulisic scored and then headbutted the goalkeeper in his dick last night, I saw. Very impressive.
Yeah, I tweeted that, like, he scored, headbutted the goalkeeper in his willy and seemed to concuss himself. But then it was corrected, and I think he actually got hit in the willy as well. So I don't know what was going on.
What a night.
Guys getting hit in the balls.
By the way, I forgot to mention, on my way into work today, I signed for that Senegalese top that you ordered. So yeah, enjoy that.
What? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're playing them in the next round. Yeah. Shoutouts to Senegal. Kick their ass, man. They suck. I can't work in this office while England are doing well.
No,
sucks.
No. It's going to be quarterfinals at the most. Don't worry.
Who'd you meet in the quarters?
France, probably.
Okay, yeah, yep, that's
that.
Nice.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're reviewing NXT and we're previewing AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE or Andy in the community page of our YouTube channel, which we often pitch for questions for as well. And they can find you on Twitter at
Andy H. Murray, the H stands for Hoopla.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Today is the last day you can donate for this magnificent mustache. It will be gone tomorrow. It's for Movember. It's a cause very close to my heart. Any donations are much appreciated. At What Culture WWE for all of us. But for now, thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.